I'm Dr. Joan Fleischman, the founder of Early Options. This is our Women's Voices audio series where some of our patients have graciously agreed to share their personal abortion experiences. In this series, women speak about their decision. They offered their voices so that you would know that you're not alone and your decision is your own. We're fortunate to hear their stories.
Especially as a mom of two, I think, you know, you feel like you should be able to handle all of it, and it's a challenging decision. It was a surprise. I honestly thought I didn't even think I could get pregnant at this age, which is obviously a misconception. And you know, it's very hard to make these kinds of choices, and you know what's best for your family, and you know, the surprises like this are the hardest maybe to deal with. There's a part of us that really wanted it, you know, and had maybe a fantasy. It was like logic versus emotion, maybe, truthfully. And just, you know, what's the best thing for our family, and, you know, being a working mom and barely having time for my kids and to manage all the things, all my responsibilities. And, you know, it's a struggle. And then you feel like, you know, hey, but there's this emotional, you know, the idea of it is still romanticized, but we really couldn't handle it, you know? So it's challenging to work through that and to know what's the right route for our family and make the decision, but still feel like, you know, it's a hard choice to have to make. It really is.
For me, I was always pro-choice, if you will. I felt like everyone had a right to do what they wanted to do with their own body, but I always felt like, you know, I'd always been very responsible and, you know, made sure I didn't get pregnant when I didn't want to get pregnant. And I never had an abortion before. I never been pregnant before. And I'm not young. So I felt like as I got older, if I ever did get pregnant, of course I would have a baby. And I found myself in a situation where that wasn't the case. And, you know, being older and having financial resources and understanding, I think, to be able to research what clinic to go to and ask the right questions, I just can't imagine being any younger or less experienced than I am today and having to make this decision and then live with the impact of going through it. I mean, even now looking back, I feel like it was the right decision for me. And then I think maybe I would have doubted the decision more if I wasn't cared for the way that I was. But being here made me feel like I made the right decision, and I did it in a way that protected my body now and on a go-forward basis, so that if and when I make the decision to have a baby, I'm not negatively impacted forever.
He knew because we had spoken, so he thought I was on the same page. But as the days go by, you get more into, you know, you get emotional. You start seeing pictures or your family members that have kids. So you want to get used to the idea, but then deep down inside, when you come to reality, it was not my time. I think later on, when it's something desired by both, that we're both going to enjoy this, it will be a blessing.
This pregnancy was quite the surprise, right?
Yes, it was. It was. I was not expecting it. Like I mentioned, I have a 8-month baby, and it was not in my plan. It was too fast.
And was the decision pretty straightforward to end it?
Yes. When I knew about it, I knew that I wasn't ready physically and I guess economically, you know, I just wasn't ready for it, you know, so I had to make a decision and I made it.
And did your partner feel the same way?
My partner was not in the picture so much, you know, and I guess that's what pushed me more to my decision that I made, because to do it better, you need your partner. And unfortunately, in my situation, it didn't go well. So that even pushed me more to my decision that I made.
It wasn't clear. I was feeling like if my partner wanted it, we could have had it. That's fine. But we're not in a relationship together, so why should we change our lifestyles? It was a 50-50 for me. He was more like pretty new what he would want, mm-hmm. But he was very supportive if I didn't want to keep it or whatever. But yeah, just not the right time.
I've cried a lot about this situation and this decision, but I know myself and I know that I'm emotional because it's sad, and it's sad to be in the situation. It's scary. like the unknown and what this is going to be like to go through this experience is really scary. And also, you know, facing the fact with yourself that you're not ready to do that can be a little, it can be very emotional, you know. You can judge yourself pretty easily. Mm-hmm. I didn't let myself go there, but I allowed myself to be upset. You know, I think that that's normal. That doesn't necessarily mean that you should have a baby just because you're sad that you need to do this. I think it would be completely unhealthy if you weren't a little sad that you had to do this, you know.
Yes.
Like, I think that it's totally normal to feel that way. And I think that everyone initially has like, should I or shouldn't I? And when I asked myself that, even when I was crying, I was like, no, this is not the right time. You shouldn't. And I just know what's right for me. And that's all that matters, you know. But it's still sad.
You know, it's a stressful situation. It definitely is. And if you don't want a baby, or even if you just don't want a baby right now, just because you decide to do this once or however many times it might happen, doesn't mean that you can't ever be a mom, or, you know, it makes you less of a woman or less of a person. And it is your decision, no matter what anybody says, even if they're like, oh, well, I don't particularly, if you're a man or, you know, whoever, it's what you want. If you don't want to have a baby, you don't need to have a baby. And if anybody is in this situation, they should definitely come here.
Going into the experience, I think I found out I was pregnant on Thursday, and immediately I was like, okay, perfect. Now I have to think of a game plan to, like, what I'm going to do. You know, my decision was always going to be an abortion. I'm only 24 years old, just turned 24. So I think that, you know, how I view my life is that, like, I have a lot more to do before I know I take that step and become a mom. And I think that this was just, like, the best decision for me in my life. And I'm very satisfied with the procedure and the help that I got from it and all the consultation.
It was amazing. I said it's probably the most feminist thing I've ever done, is to be in control of my body and my choices and my family, and knowing that this was not the right choice for us at this time. And to have this option, I hope it never, ever goes away. I feel like women fought for centuries for this, and a lot of women don't have this option. And to be able to choose what I wanted for my body was kind of powerful.
We hope that hearing these voices gives you strength and comfort. Our patients come from diverse backgrounds, and each one has unique life circumstances. For most women, it's simply not the right time. Early Options is a private, one-of-a-kind medical office with a passion to modernize and personalize early abortion care. We've been helping women with early abortion for over 20 years. We know that ending a pregnancy is a deeply personal and often difficult choice. So we've created an environment that supports you to go through this process with dignity and respect. Here, whatever your choice, we believe quality medical care is paramount to you feeling at peace with your decision.